Might as well get this part out of the way. So we lost Davy Jones. So here's a rare record for you from Wincote. This is Monkey Business. Oh my gosh, look on the sticker, it says M-O-N-K-E-E.
Oh, that's the only place on the thing that they
doesn't
talk about them by name on the cover. They just refer to this fantastic group, but they don't say the name of the group because they're not allowed to.
It says never before has one has one group taken control of the record buying public as have the newest
never before, like in the Beatles day?
No, not quite never, like that, I guess. Never. Before, never.
Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby?
No.
Never.
No.
Never,
ever.
Before.
Ever,
okay.
Never, never.
Okay. I'm just straightening
as out. Have the newest addition to rock and roll stardom, but they don't tell you who it is. Their first venture, Last Train to Clarksville, climbed the charts steadily, became a million seller. Well, I wonder who they're talking about.
Maybe it's the Plastics.
They did that song, yeah. Yeah. Their second record, I'm a Believer, had a million advance order before the record was released. Wincote Records pays tribute to this fantastic new group.
And how are they doing that? By giving them a profit on each of these records sold?
Now, as they present Monkey Business, but it's spelled K-E-Y, assigned Mark Cohen of Wincote Records. But there on the sticker, it says Monkey with two E's. So that's probably copyright. Yeah, let's just hear it. Davey, rest in peace, Davey.
He was great as Chekhov.
Get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I got. What's the use of trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. And then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face.
model for the jock and get me a 294. There's a 750 North busting down January's door. Hang on, St. Christopher, the passenger side.
Timing is everything. That was the very fast Zom Zoms. I really wish that I could have talked every person that I know into going to see these guys. They played here one time in Arkansas. They played it. Wow, that sure was a rooster. Sorry.
How's that?
Heard a rooster. It's getting late. So they played at the Exchange in Hot Springs one time, and that was just an amazing show. And they're an amazing group, Zom Zoms, from Austin, Texas, now defunct. That was Deciduous Prophet.
It sure was. Those guys speak English so well, you know. It's amazing.
Huh?
Before that was one of yours.
Oh, that was a Tom Waits cut called Hang on, St. Christopher. That's a good cut. We like that one. Play it often.
Before that, the Swinging Brass, once again, doing Jungle Drums.
And before that, we heard Monkey Business. Not not the Monkees. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. You're writing something else. That was I'm a Believer. I'm not a believer that that song is very good, though.
And I'm not a believer that those are the real Monkees.
No.
If the concept of the real Monkees is a viable concept.
Not to be confused with the new Monkees in 1988.
That's not what I'm talking about.
There's a lot of Monkees out there.
They were kind of put together in a manufactured way to be a saleable ingredient in the Beatles' hungry climate of the mid-60s.
And we don't know why the new Monkees in the late 80s were put together.
Davy Jones, he was excellent at Chekhov on Star Trek. He played that role very well. He kind of took over from Sulu because Sulu was stealing too much of the attention, and they wanted some long-haired, hippie-looking rock and roll Davy Jones-looking guy.
So they put Davy Jones on Star Trek?
Yeah, he played Chekhov, and when he got time to write all those plays and stuff, I don't know, but evidently you got a lot of spare time when you're working on the Enterprise. So we started off with Monkey Business, so that was the start of our block there.
Sure. And I didn't even mention Zom-Zoms. You know, it's the Wonder Wagon show, and the Zom-Zoms dress up in outfits that look like Wonder Bread
Because they're really bags. Into American culture, being over in Japan and all?
I don't know why you think they're from Japan.
Of course they are.
No, they're not. They're not.
They used to be. Okay, it's like Sun Ra. He's not from Saturn. I mean, he wasn't born on Saturn. He's from Saturn, but
yeah, okay.
He's kind of implying he was somewhere else before he was on Saturn.
The Wonder Wagon is actually a thing too. Like the Wonder Bread racing car is called the Wonder Wagon. So we didn't play any racing stuff left. That's fine though.
I bet on the Wonder Wagon they only used the high price spread.
I bet you're right.
I think it's about time to head on out of here, folks. We're going to leave you with one more cut, albeit a long one. Robert Wyatt doing Team Spirit. Here we go. So long, folks.
Oh, by Nirvana, the Nirvana song?
No.
Team Spirit?
No. Totally different.
Are you sure?
You'll be able to tell as soon as it starts playing. Just hold on and reserve your own judgment. No.
That song?
If you think this sounds like Nirvana, then I'll talk to you about that on our ride out of here, okay?
On our ride out of here show?
Yeah.
Rural War Room online. Find us or something.
So long, everyone. See you next week.
I'll be grounded forevermore. Overturn me. You can hardly miss me. I'm the one face down in the mud on the ground. I'll be stuck here forever unless you come over and kick me hardy. I'm
Out of you, if I satisfied.